This week in the Missouri Senate, it will be another hectic week for the upper chamber.
House committee substitute for House Bill 15.
Missouri senators start to see more proposals come over from the Missouri House of Representatives. Wednesday evening, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester presented House Bill 1552, legislation that would change provisions related to funding for charter schools.
We did put some accountability measures for charter schools in this. It specifies that the charter school has to be a non-for-profit.
Missouri senators say they have spent a year working toward the compromise contained in House Bill 1552. During discussion, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says he believes this measure can be beneficial.
The opportunities that they'll have to be able to realize their full potential and all the things that we looked at, I think we did some good work here today.
House Bill 1552 now awaits additional action before it would return to the Missouri House of Representatives for further consideration.
Senate Joint Resolution 46.
On Tuesday afternoon, Missouri senators discussed Senate Joint Resolution 46, which, upon voter approval, would require all county assessors to be elected. Senator Mike Sirpoy of Lee's Summit is the sponsor.
In Jackson County, the assessor is aware, and I'm sure sympathetic, to the complaints, but I believe direct election will make that reality more real.
During discussion, Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City says the idea for this may date back to 2019.
Where we saw property taxes just explode. I think our current assessor took a lot of that blame. Perhaps it wasn't all her fault.
Missouri senators sent Senate Joint Resolution 46 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration on Thursday morning.
The Senate Bill number 758.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time devoted to Senate Bill 758. Sponsor, Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield, says this measure seeks to modify various provisions relating to bidding procedures for certain public projects for facilities.
That allows the Office of Administration to utilize the same building procurement methods that our municipalities have been using for a number of years.
During discussion of Senate Bill 758 on the floor of the Missouri Senate, an amendment was offered relating to vaccine mandates. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City then talked about her recent tour of North Kansas City Hospital.
There is a misperception that there's a real boon for hospitals as a result of all the COVID funding, and they said that they were going to struggle to break even.
On Thursday morning, Missouri senators sent Senate Bill 758 to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
We're going to start working on some House bills.
From what I'm hearing, I think there's going to be a lot of differences.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the Missouri Senate will continue to take up more legislation from the Missouri House of Representatives.
Tort reform, we talk about education. Voter ID, I think, is on the docket for maybe the next couple of weeks. Continuing the conversation on eminent domain, we're going to push that through.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says the legislature still has to tackle the budget for fiscal year 2023.
We're already behind the eight ball with the timing of it coming over, and I would argue that you're behind the eight ball and you're going to have a lot of differences that we're going to have to try to make up.
Only 5 weeks remain in session.
The Senate stand adjourned until Monday, April,
which will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.